Wah. Are we on?
We are.
Is this thing on?
Is hello? Hello? It's your mother.
Mom, get out of here. I'm trying to do a show.
All right. Apparently so, I don't know. Apparently, being from the Midwest, our mothers are both from the Bronx.
Yeah. Hey, kid. What
or Boston
doing
or something
there?
Like that. I don't know. But it is the Brunch Time Podcast. Welcome to it. And we have another thing to talk about,
okay,
as we do every day. So you actually came to me and said, I've got one. This will be perfect. And much like how everybody's confident, like, oh, no, I don't need to write that down. I got it right up here.
Yep.
I said, all right, we ready to go? And you're like, yeah, I kind of forgot what we were going to talk about.
Well, it's that, you know, when you're not supposed to, if you got a solid idea, you're supposed to write it down and not walk out of the room because that can make you forget things, like going through a door.
Yeah, the threshold effect.
Yep, totally happened because I left as soon as I was like, I got an idea.
Man.
Lost it, but it's okay. I found another one.
All right, what do you got?
And this is a good one because we love music. Music is a great thing, and it's definitely one of those things that I find to be relaxing if I needed to or amp you up.
Right.
But there's this list of songs that came out that are songs that you should play to keep you calm. And,
this is nice.
Yeah. So, okay. There's a few of them that I'm like, I don't know how I feel about this, but I'm going to list them off. And I kind of want your opinion on this to see if this would be something that actually works for you.
These are songs I would know.
These are songs you would know.
Okay.
Totally. So I'll start with number 10. It's a Beautiful Day by U2.
It's a beautiful. Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one. Yeah, you got to listen to it on a sunny day or else you're just like, yeah, it's not really
it's
a beautiful
it's
day.
It's upbeat. I wouldn't say calming.
Yeah.
It would be more of a, it kind of gets me like, I feel like that'd be a good wake up song. Like,
yes.
On my wake up playlist. Whether it's driving to work or just waking up, I think that's a solid choice. Good. But calming,
it's like a pump up one more.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, more of a pump up jam.
Number 9 is "Morning Has Broken" by Cat Stevens. I want your opinion on this, and I'll tell you mine.
Yeah. How does that one go again? Like, remind me of that one.
Da da na 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 da 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 da. No.
No, I know what you're talking about. I just wanted you to keep going.
Okay. So the thing with that is that song reminds me of funerals because almost every funeral I've been to, they play that song. Like when you're
leaving the
church. So that's not very calming to me. It just makes me more sad than anything.
True.
It's a nice melody, but not in the way that I would need it to be to stay calm.
Yeah, these both sound like wake up and morning songs more than they do calming.
Okay, so here's number 8, and I don't know if I know this one exactly, but if I'm thinking of the one that it is, then nope, I don't like that one. It's Orinoco Flow by Enya. Anything that Enya does, they like play that. They play that during like MRIs to try to calm you, and you're like, stop it, I'm freaking out right now.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're getting music that is played either when you're at the dentist or that you associate with a funeral or any kind of medical procedure, definitely not calming for any of those things.
No, yeah. Because isn't she the one that does that like, hooper-ba-ba-do-o?
Yep.
I Say a Little Prayer by Aretha Franklin comes in at number 7. That makes me think of my best friend's wedding.
Yeah, that's
say
more.
Say a little prayer for you.
Yeah, I feel like a slower Aretha song would be better.
Right.
But, all right. What else? What's in the top? What, 6 or 7? Six now, right?
So okay, I'll give you the next 3: 6, 5, and 4. It's "Fix You" by Coldplay,
okay,
"Hello" by Adele, and "Someone Like You" by Adele. No. No.
No, not calming at all.
No,
not,
these are depressing songs. Fix You's okay.
Fix
like,
You will make you cry.
But so are like, Hello, you're like, oh, now I'm thinking about like a past relationship or something. Or Someone Like You, same thing. And you're just like, well, that's depressing. Potential love of my life is now married to someone else.
What else you got?
3. We got 3, 2, and 1 here. Your Song by Elton John. Let It Be by the Beatles, and What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong.
Okay, I like those.
Okay.
I would put those in the top 10. Maybe not the top 3, but I would put those probably somewhere in the top 10 because they've got, you know, good melodies.
Yes.
Calming, soothing, you know, tempos and all that. So, Yeah, maybe.
I was going to say, a lot of Elton John songs, some of his more calming ones, those are ones that I could add to my list. I love listening to Elton John in general.
Absolutely.
The Beatles, Let It Be. I don't know. I feel like that one kind of is a little bit of a downer, too. It's a good song, but I'm kind of like, oh, it's a little...
Yeah.
What a Wonderful World, though, that's a good one.
Absolutely.
That one makes you happy. Makes me think of bunnies, actually, anytime I hear that song. I just picture, like, this little happy bunny just jumping through flowers and it feels...
running through a meadow.
It's beautiful. See? What a wonderful world it is.
That is good. You know, what about, like, Good Night, My Angel from Billy Joel?
Oh, that would be a good one.
I think that's a great one. I've fallen asleep to that song many a times.
What is his other... I mean, obviously, Billy Joel has so many... Just the Way You Are.
Yeah.
I love that song. That one is one where I'm like, oh, I just feel so calm and like lovely.
You know what would be calming is Moving Out.
I'm moving out. Peace out.
Because it reminds me of when I moved out of my mom's house.
It felt a little more calm after that.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
So music, I mean, music has a huge impact on your life.
Oh, absolutely.
I know not everybody uses music as a thing to... whatever it is they're dealing with in life, but this is always one of my go-tos. If I'm ever feeling stressed or anxious, I always just go for music because you can find the perfect song to help with your mood at that time.
What's your absolute go-to one?
For a calm song or...
Yeah, like I'm oh man, we got stressed out, I'm tired, or I just need a chill song. What is your like top of the playlist? Because you probably have a let's calm down and chill playlist.
I have a playlist pretty much for everything.
Yeah, so that's what I figured.
Let me see. Okay, I'll give you a couple different ones here.
Okay.
So, Changes by Tupac is a good one that I like to listen to, and it's more so. It's not necessarily a calming one. It's one that I'm like, yeah, world, get it together.
Yeah.
We gotta just unite and be, you know, happy together, and everybody's got to stop fighting because I'm a total hippie, and that's what I like to promote.
Peace, man.
No, but really. Let's see, what else? Do you know the song Nirvana by Sam Smith?
Yes, I do.
That is one of those
gems.
It's
a good one.
Oh, that is one of those ones where I love to crank it up and just chill, and it's a good vibe kind of song to me.
Yeah.
And nice. And it is usually one that calms me down if I need to just chill out. What about you?
Anything by Rage Against the Machine.
System of a Down.
Nickelback.
Disturbed. Any hardcore.
Rammstein. Right. Rammstein, top of the list.
Okay.
Anything by them.
Yeah.
I go the reverse way when I'm trying to calm myself down. I just like ragers.
I need to let the rage out right now. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. There's so much music to choose from for anything of this sort, but... You know, and I think it changes over the years because you'll find a new song that you can relate to a little bit better. But yeah, music's life.
Yeah, music's life, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Peace.
Hey, the Beatles are up there and they were all about promoting that. So
I feel like we should have been doing this this podcast while sitting pretzel style or crisscross applesauce.
Yeah.
However you want to call it.
Like a meditation or yoga studio or
something. Yeah, and I should be playing a sitar. Right now.
That's beautiful. Join us next time.
Yeah. Join us next time in the sitar circle. But that does it for the podcast for today. If you've got any suggestions of songs that you think should be in the top 10 of good calming songs, we'd love to know. You can put it in the comments and send it to us any way you want. And feel free to subscribe to this podcast and check out any past episodes as well, wherever you find your podcasts, or... You can easily find it at 983thecoast.com. Bye. Peace, man.